Hello, everyone, and welcome back to part two of my conversation with Christine Jensen from Jensen Natural Jewelry. If you haven't listened to part one, please go back and listen to that. It's a really beautiful and heartbreak and interesting story, and I think that you will want to listen to part one before you listen to today's part two. And I mentioned this last week, but I do want to apologize again to all of you and Chris Jensen that the audio is not good. I've realized my mistake and it won't happen again. But because this conversation was pre-recorded, the audio is not great. Okay, here we go. Part two with Chris Jensen.
Welcome to Heal and Grow with Nikki. I'm your host, Nikki Kraminga Hill. Here we talk about everything: grief, hope, illness, work, family, tragedy, possibilities, fun stuff, and not so fun stuff. It's all on the table. Let's take a look at our lives and work to heal and grow together. I'm so glad you're here.
Because I remember this other family whose daughter had a heart transplant when she was about 12. You know, on Caring Bridge, they like were close and everything. So I was following it, you know, constantly checking it for updates. And when she got her heart transplant, you know, I'm just like, again, praying to whatever.
Right.
Like,
please let this work.
And the next day they posted a picture of her, and I won't say her name because it's, you know, not, they're not here to say it, you know, but they posted her picture and her lips were pink. And as a heart family, you know what that means.
Right. Everything's working
as
it should.
She has pink lips instead of blue purple lips, you know, and I just started bawling. I was working at the time still, and I was bawling like at my desk and trying to explain to people what was happening
to you.
Yeah. So, you know, there's stories of ones that have made it, you know, and it's beautiful. And so anyway, years go by, right? And I've been in a career in the government working for natural resources protection, primarily water resources protection. Mm-hmm. And
That's so cool.
Thank you. It's an honor.
Really important work.
Yeah, it's been an honor to do it for sure. But, you know, working in government and politics just is a slog as well.
Oh, I can imagine.
Can beat you down. And I'm not a very good politician because I'm a what you see is what you get kind
of
gal.
And, yeah.
I don't play the games. And so I had a lot of frustrations in the field, working in that field too. But I just kind of needed changes in life. I was, you know, that cliche of like hitting your 40s and like, what am I doing? And, you know, what's this path that I'm on and what more can I do?
Right. I am familiar with those questions.
and I had been a big time yogi, yoga practitioner and meditator for many years. That's been definitely a part of my healing journey is doing that. And, I went and got my yoga teacher certification, and, through my yoga journey and getting my certification, I had learned how to make what are called mala necklaces.
Yes.
M-A-L-A, mala necklaces. And they're used in meditation often. And it's a traditional Buddhist piece of jewelry, meditation tool. It's a lot like a rosary.
Yes. I was just going to say, because the only thing I know about mala bracelets are through your, necklaces, bracelets, would you say?
There's both.
Both. Yep. Is through your site.
Yep.
At your website. And I was like, these look an awful lot like rosaries.
Yep.
Yeah. So tell me about them.
Yep. So a traditional mala necklace has 108 stones on it. Mm-hmm. And then it has what's called a guru stone on it. And when you do a certain type of meditation, a japa meditation, it's called, you repeat a phrase, a mantra, whatever, 108 times. And 108 is a very sacred number. It's sacred in many religions. Mm. It's also in science. Like, I'm going to probably get it wrong, but like something about like the distance between the earth and the sun and the earth and the moon, it's like 108, like a ratio,
you know,
if I had my papers in front of me, I could list it a lot for you, but like there's cool things in science that are 108, and then like ancient religions that didn't know about the science that 108. So there's 108 beads. And the traditional Buddhist way of doing them is you string them on, you know, a stringy material, and then you hand knot between each stone.
That has got to be real tiny.
Yeah, it's very intricate work. But I learned how to make one, and I loved it.
Yeah.
I loved gemstones because it's a natural resource. And, like, right. I was fascinated with, like, how different stones are created and stuff. And then the meditative and practice of making those knots and trying to get the knot right above each stone as you're going along. And some people get super frustrated with the process. I was just, like, really, like, enthralled by it. It slowed my brain down.
Yeah.
It, you know, kind of put me in that flow state and stuff. And so I just started playing with that. And I ordered gemstones and started learning more about them. A science geek got really into it side of me.
Yeah.
And then, you know, like there's, you know, purported to be like energetic and healing properties as well. And I found that fascinating because like certain elements have to come together and have to be like the earth has to heat it in a certain way or pressure put on it in a certain way to create amethyst versus agate versus a jasper versus fluorite, different, you know, things like that have to happen naturally to create such gorgeous different colors in the earth. And I get all geeky. I love it, you know? And so I just kept buying more stuff and I started just making like simple stretch bracelets and started making a lot more malas and getting really good at the process of it. And my husband that I've been married to now for 11 years, I love him to death, but he's very practical. Ooh, it's raining.
It's raining, you guys. I don't know if you can hear it.
but he's like, you know, it'd be great if this hobby could somehow like pay for itself, you know? And I was like, yeah, I guess, you know?
Sure.
So I was like, well, I don't know. Should I make like an Etsy shop? And I did like one week and I just like made some Etsy shop and threw a bunch of stuff up there and didn't know what I was doing. And one of my really good friends is a marketing person for, a local jewelry business.
Yeah.
And she's like, let's make you a website and like make you more legit, you know? And
stuff. Yeah.
And so she helped me with that. And so I'm a yoga teacher, I'm making jewelry and I still have my job in the government and I'm kind of doing all three things. And, the jewelry started to kind of take off a little bit, you know, and like I was started selling all around the country. And then I started getting orders from other countries and and all this stuff. And before I made it like the website, I had to sit and think on this. Like, I didn't want to just put more junk out into the world.
Sure.
I didn't want to like be a capitalist. I didn't want to just, it couldn't be just about making money
right,
for me.
Right.
And I meditated on it. And it, the answer came to me like a thunderbolt and it was make it about Devin.
Mm.
And so I was like, that I can do.
Right.
So what I did is I created a card that I put with every order that goes out that just talks about Devin and it's Devin's legacy. And so this jewelry business has now become a legacy brand is what we call it for her. And I donate 10% of my profits every year, at least 10% of my profits every year to Children's Hospital. And I donate to like Minnesota Public Radio. When my girls were in Ashland, I was donating to Ashland you know, on behalf of the company. Where I live now, there's this great animal rescue place where we just got our latest dog from.
Mm.
I donate to them now. You know, like I do things that mean a lot to me and I give back through the company. But Children's Hospital is by far the number one thing. And it's such an honor every year to find out how big of a check
to write that check for them. Oh,
and
I can imagine that feeling.
Yeah. And so it's been 7 years I've been in this business and I've now sold to New Zealand, Japan, all over Europe.
Yeah.
Like I think there's only like two states in the United States that I haven't gotten an order from, like Maryland and like Montana.
Maryland and Montana. Yeah, if you're like listening, like you got to do it. Yeah. You got
to
do it.
But, I mean, I've sold to Alaska, Hawaii.
That's incredible.
You know. Yeah. And, you know, people will write to me after they get that card because they maybe didn't see on my website. They didn't see the Devin's Legacy thing and read on it, but then they see that card. And I get so many messages from people. The one in New Zealand that I did a custom bracelet for, she's like, my sister had this.
No way.
And she's like, I know I was meant to find you.
Right.
You know?
Right.
And then the big business anecdote was 6 months after I started it as a business, I was doing an in-person market at a brewery, because that's like a big thing around here, right?
Yeah.
And so I'm standing at my little table, and I'm an introvert, so these kinds of settings suck for me.
They're the worst. Come talk to me. Come buy my stuff.
Yeah, someone walks by, I'm like, hi. It's the last thing I would ever do.
I know.
And so I'm like, oh, God, I can do this. I can do this. And it was jam-packed in there. So, I get, 2 seconds of a person's attention, right, and they're moving on.
Right.
And this, one person kind of paused, and she's, looking at my jewelry, and I have a little sign with Devin's picture on it. And I just said, oh, hi, everything I do is made with high quality, all natural gemstones that are ethically sourced. I make everything myself, and I donate 10% of my profits to Children's Hospital in memory of my niece.
That's your elevator pitch.
Yeah. As quick as I can get it out.
Yes.
And she goes, oh, tell me more about her. And I was like, oh, well, she's my niece. She, and I give her the elevator speech of HLHS's. Right. And she goes, my friend needs to hear this. And she walks off, she grabs her friend, pulls her back, and she goes, tell her what you just told me.
Okay.
I'm like, okay. It's jewelry I make. It's my brand is all about honoring my niece who died from hypoplastic left heart syndrome. And, and the woman's just nodding. And when I'm done, she goes, I just created the heart that'll fix it.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Mm-hmm. What?
And I go, what?
Right.
And this place is packed. Oh my gosh. It's noisy.
Oh my gosh. Right? Sorry. I'm having another. I'm crying again.
This whole time this is happening, my husband's sitting back behind. He has no clue this is going on.
Right.
As I'm having this conversation, I go, what? And my mouth just drops open. No words can come out other than what?
Right. Of course.
And she's kind of quiet, and she's, goes, yeah, I've been working on it for 40 years. And just last week we put it in an HLHS patient and it's working.
Right. How are you comprehending any of this?
I wasn't. I mean, all the hairs stood up,
yes, of course,
everywhere. And all I could spit out was, you're a hero. And she just points at Devin's picture, and she goes, no, she is. Mm. And she walks off. I don't have her name. I don't know what
that was. She didn't buy anything?
Damn it. And she just walks off. And her friend comes over, who did buy some stuff. Her friend comes over, and she leans over, and she goes, she's way too modest. Her name's Dr. Doris Taylor, and she created Ghost Heart. Look it up.
Oh, my gosh.
And I'm like, yeah, okay. And as soon as I catch, a second, I'm pulling it up on my phone. And yeah, she created this thing called Ghost Heart. I won't even try to explain it. And
I'll link it in the comments so that everybody can check it out.
It has not saved all HLHS patients. It's nowhere near that yet. It is still something in the works.
Right.
But it's real. And she's real.
Oh,
and
my
on
God.
That day, at that market, when I met her, that is the day my business went from running in the red to running in the black.
Yeah.
From being in debt.
Right.
To being in profit.
Yeah.
That day is when the tip happened. And I was like, okay, Dev.
Right. Okay. I get it. I got it. I
keep going.
Keep doing this. Keep. Oh my gosh.
So, you asked me earlier, how has this helped me heal?
Yeah.
Well, it has. And I mean, I'm never going to be fully healed.
No, I don't think, that there's such thing as a fully healed person. And I also don't know that we should be striving for 100% healing, but I do think.
Yeah. That hole is never going to go away.
Nope.
It's always going to be there.
But correct.
I have been able to use that energy that was really being poured into my pain.
Yeah.
And grow it into something.
Yes.
That provides some joy to others.
Right.
That makes me feel like I'm doing something in this world. Mm-hmm. And just, it allows me to share her. I saw some quote the other day that said, you know, if you're afraid to bring up a person that has died to their loved one, don't be.
I saw you. I saw that one because we get so, I don't want to remind you that your niece died or in my case, like I talk pretty openly about my mom's death and I didn't want to remind you that your mom died. I'm like, why didn't
you're not I didn't reminding forget. Me. I know right. that they died.
This is how I honor them.
Yeah. And if you bring up Devin to me, that makes me happy because I know she's not forgotten.
Right.
You know, like that's been my huge thing is like, you can't forget her. You can't forget this little girl. She only was here 3.5 years. You better not forget her, you know? And so this is like my way of keeping who she was alive.
Right.
And like when she died that night, I'm like, she doesn't have to die for me to learn my lessons.
Right.
Those lessons are that it's so cheesy and cliche. It's all about love.
It really is.
That's what the key is for everything. It's about love.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like there wouldn't be fucking wars. Sorry. I swear. Like
I don't fucking care. Okay.
We wouldn't have wars, you know, and stuff like that. I sound like I should be like a peace baby, like in the 60s, but you know, it's like if people came from a point of compassion and empathy with each other, we wouldn't have the issues that we have in this world.
I agree.
Are people in this world that I do not like.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
I don't wish them evil.
Right.
I don't wish pain on them. They're just not my person to be around. Right. We don't all get along. Right.
Right.
But I know enough that I'm not going to like judge whatever they're going through. You know what I mean? Like they have their own
story. That's their story.
Yep. They have their own thing going on. So I approach it with, you know, like loving detachment. If it's someone like I can't really be around, it's like a loving detachment, which is a hard skill to learn. That's like the worst of it for me. You know what I mean? Like if I don't like you or something, it's like a loving detachment rather than me like, how can I hurt you? You know what I mean?
It's really interesting that you say that because I don't remember what episode it was, but my friend Eric was a guest on this podcast earlier and he was talking about just struggling with the struggles that he was having with his son who at the time was addicted to heroin and that loving detachment, like how I can love you but also know what my own limits, what my own boundaries are. Also know what I can and can't control. And so anyway, I didn't mean to interrupt you. I was like, oh, hey, I'm making
that's
a connection
exactly
here.
That's exactly it. Yeah. And that's a great way of explaining what that is, you know? And so like if you, so my company is Jensen Natural Jewelry, a little plug. Hello.
Oh, we're going to put all the info, all the info. Yeah. You guys, you will know all this information. it'll be linked in the comments.
But to make me feel okay about like talking about having a business was that it's about Devin.
Right.
You know, and it's like every interaction, and I hope you felt that before meeting me in person, even like every interaction you have with me is centered on you feeling seen and heard and appreciated.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You're very mindful, and I'm trying to think of the word, but it's so like we were talking about earlier, everybody, Chris and I just met today, really. But any interaction that I've had with her business has been like, thank you. You're the customer. Whatever you need. How can I help you more? Do you know about Devin? Do you like, yes. So it's very intentional, I guess, is what I'm trying to say.
I try to be authentic.
Yes.
Like I can't not be authentic for better or for worse. That's why politics has been difficult for me.
Right.
Being in that world, because if I don't agree, I'm going to say so.
Right.
And in the same vein though, like I'm very authentic in that I appreciate each and every person that buys something from me, or even if you don't buy something from me, but you tell someone about me,
right?
Or you share something about me and my business.
Well, and think of how many people, like you're keeping Devin alive and her legacy alive through so many different ways. But even just like, thank you for coming on this podcast and talking about her, because now we all know about her,
right?
You know, I mean, it's
that's what it's for. That's what it's about for me.
Yes.
Yeah.
And just like the connections that you are making. I don't mean like networking connections.
Yeah,
I mean like connection, like the real stuff.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And even when I do make like business connections, they're authentic.
Right.
Because like attracts like, you know?
I'm here for that for sure.
So I'm all about community. I'm all about collaboration over competition. And I have like this, I don't know where I got it from. Maybe I made it up, but I don't think I did. But it's my motto and it's connect and amplify.
I love it.
It's like I have it like on a post-it note on my computer, connect and amplify. So that's how I try to authentically interact. I am an introvert. So you put me in a room full of people, I'm going to be hiding in the corner.
Yeah.
But if you come up to me and talk to me, I'm going to be looking you in the eye. I'm going to be genuinely interested in who you are and what you have to say.
Right.
And I'm going to be like, how can we help each other? You know,
this is crazy. I'm loving this right now, Chris, because the two things that I'm trying to get going on in my life right now are connecting and amplifying specifically. Like, through my networking group, it's all we connect. And then I'm doing this, speaker intensive class right now. And all we talk about in there is amplifying in each other. How do we lift each other up? So I love that. Like,
yeah.
I love that you're in my house talking about it right now.
That's, yeah. Again, I can't just be a business. I can't.
Like, I get that. Some people are really, really good at it and we need those people.
Yeah.
That's not me.
No. And will Jensen Natural Jewelry ever be like $1 million business? That would be fucking awesome.
Yeah, great.
but you know, I am not out there making the deals. You know what I mean?
Well, that's not what it is for you.
No, it's not. You know, if I genuinely have connections,
right,
and we can grow and help each other, and that helps me grow so that I can pay Sam more, our mutual friend, Sam, he's been my assistant and volunteer
for
stuff. But you know, it's like, I would love to pay him more. I would love it that I don't have to work three things, you know?
Right.
I mean, granted, the stuff I work on now, I'm no longer in government. I still dabble in the water resources world, but it's through my friend's company, her engineering company, water resources engineering and consulting company. And so I just do things that I enjoy with her.
Yeah.
But, you know, and I still teach a little bit and I, you know, I'm always
like dabbling in it. Yeah, me too. There's always like 17 things going on.
Because that's just how my brain is.
Yeah.
Is it a multi-passionate person or something? But I would love it if I could only like have one thing be the thing that I make income from. You know what I mean?
And then the rest of it's just gravy.
Yeah. So it's like, it would be great if J&J, that's my shorthand for my business name, if I could pay myself. I've never paid myself, but.
We need to get you some money.
Well, that would be nice. You know.
Well, how about this then? Drum roll, please. Brrr. Hey, Chris and I got something cool going on right now, starting right the second that you hear this. So we're going to collab for a little bit and see how it goes.
Yeah.
So I'll link all of this, everything, everywhere, and I'll put it all over my socials. But Chris is going to give you all a 20% discount using the code NIKIE20, NIKIE20. That's cool. My name's never been used for a discount before. So, y'all, in preparation for like, cause Chris and I have known we were going to do this for, I would say at least 2 months.
Yeah.
So I went and bought some stuff. You guys, I really love it. And I'm not just like, you know, I would never endorse anything unless I actually believed in it. Her work is beautiful. First of all, just like beautiful work, you know, like you can tell, I don't know how to explain this, but like, I feel your love.
Mm-hmm.
I feel your love.
That's what I want.
In the things that I buy.
Yep.
And so far I've bought 3 of these like mini bead bracelets. She also has larger beads, but I really like the tiny ones because I'm
in a little stuck.
Yes. I have really small wrists. In fact,
you have tiny wrists.
I ordered a 6-inch bracelet and Chris reached back out and she was really sweet. She was like, so I just want to double check with you. I was like, yeah, I have child wrists, which is one thing that I love is that I don't like bracelets usually fall off of me.
Yeah.
So I really love these mini bracelets. And of course, I'll take pictures and everything and show you. And then I got this ankle bracelet that I love.
The Divine Feminine.
It, yeah. You guys, it's beautiful. It's so fun. It has this really pretty like moon charm on it. And then what was the name of the stone that I got? Cerulean. I don't know. I got a... I got a necklace and it's like a sliver of a rock and it's,
yeah, what the heck did you get?
I don't know. I don't know, you guys. We don't need to bore you with all of that. But the point is that her work is beautiful.
Carnelian.
That's what it is. Yep. Carnelian. Her work is beautiful. And then you hear this story that she's just told us and it's like, well, this is a no-brainer. Mm-hmm. Like I get something beautiful for myself or for someone else.
Yeah.
Yeah, especially because, y'all, Mother's Day is coming up. Mm-hmm. And I don't have to buy that present anymore. But that was one that was a hard one for me all the time. I was like, well, Mom, you're getting another book or, you know. You know, and then to have something like special for Mother's Day or for yourself. And anyway, please check out Chris's work. It's stunning. She's a true artist, you know, and then you hear that she's like this tree hugger too. I mean, yeah. So just please check it out. I'll link it. We will, we'll do some cross promotion. Check out all of her socials. Again, I'm going to link everything about her, her social security number, her credit card, like, yeah, but it's been so fun to like kind of prepare for today. I mean, there wasn't a lot to prepare for, but if I actually was like a little bit nervous before you came over. Were you?
Yeah.
Paul's like, why are you nervous? And I was like, well, because I'm meeting a new friend and it's exciting, but like terrifying because I'm really good at making friends and I hate doing it.
Yeah. I'm the kind of friend where like I can have a friendship, a real friendship, if there's like not a requirement to like have to check in all the time.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Anyone, I have a really beautiful, wonderful circle of friends, but we can go months
or years.
Yeah. One of my friends, we were texting each other last, like it was like back and forth, you're it text chain, you know?
Yeah.
And she called me the other day and the last text was me sending back to her in November and she was going through her text messages and she's like, oh shit.
Whoops, I forgot.
Yeah. And so she texted me. I was busy working in my workshop, getting ready to come out here to do all this stuff for this weekend that I've been in the cities for. And she goes, hey, do you have a minute to chat? And I write back immediately. I go, sure, what's wrong?
Why do you want to talk to me?
And then she calls me. She goes, I just figure, you know, damn it, it took me 6 months or whatever, 4 months to get back to you. I'm going to call. And so I just put her on speaker and I was working in my workshop and we like talked for an hour and a half. And like, that's friendships. Like,
right.
I'm like, I love you. I know.
I love you. Good. You know, I love you. And I know that you love me.
Yeah.
Oh my God. I'm like, don't call me. Don't ever, ever call me. Well, there's no need.
If people call me, I'm like, what's wrong?
Right. You know, there's no need.
Yeah.
I'm good on like Zoom or FaceTime or something like that. But phone calls, forget about it.
When you were young, didn't you sit on the phone for hours?
Well, of course I did.
Yeah.
I just got to do some more training, I guess.
Sorry.
It was so great to meet you.
You too.
It was so amazing to hear your story. Ladies and germs, get some amazing jewels from Chris. And
I'll take good care of you.
She will, actually. Everything comes in this like beautiful pouch. Okay, you can figure it out for yourself, ladies and gentlemen. As always, thanks for healing and growing with me this week. Mwah.
This podcast is for informational purposes only and should not be considered legal, health, or professional advice. I am not responsible for any losses, damages, or liabilities that may arise from the use of this podcast. This podcast is not intended to replace professional medical advice.